Thanks, Nathan. Good morning, everybody. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us on this sunny Monday morning. The Everyman Theater has a resident company of actors, and one of the members of that company is featured in the Everyman's current production. Maryland Morning theater critic Jay Wynn Russick has been to see Grounded, and she's brought us this review.
George Brandt's Grounded is a small-scale play with a one-word title, a one-person cast, and large-scale subject matter. And in its Baltimore premiere at Everyman Theater, it's receiving a huge performance by Megan Anderson. Anderson is on stage, seated with her back to us when we enter the theater. As soon as she faces us, she fills the stage. Adopting a proud military stance and dressed in the jumpsuit of a fighter pilot, her unnamed character tells us how it felt the first time she put on the suit.
I never wanted to take it off, staring at myself in the mirror, myself in this. I had earned this. This was me now. This is who I was now, who I had become through sweat and brains and guts. This is me.
Anderson has played a wide range of roles at Everyman over the years, including some that are this intense. But she hasn't had the burden of being the entire play. In Grounded, compellingly directed by Derek Goldman, Anderson shoulders this burden with confidence and grit. She talks in the tough style of one of the guys, and she walks with a purposeful stride. She becomes an Air Force major with plenty of notches in her belt for strikes on Iraqi targets. She loves her F-16. She loves the ride. She loves the blue sky. She is one with the blue. At home on leave, she falls in love with a guy who's not intimidated by her, a guy who's turned on by who she is and what she does. Back in Iraq, she discovers she's pregnant. It's the ejection seat, as she puts it. She stays home with her husband and daughter until the pull of the blue becomes too strong. But air wars have changed while she was away.
He pulls a picture out of a folder. I think it's a joke. I say, this is a drone. No, he says, it's a Reaper. I say, it's a drone. He says, it's the newest we have, the best we have. I say, this is a drone. You want me in the chair force? He tells me, careful, that is not its name, that I know better, that is not its name. I say, you want to stick me in the chair force?
Women in the military have been portrayed on stage, but female drone pilots? Playwright Brandt breaks new ground in Grounded. Surveillance, the constant eye in the sky, killing the enemy long distance with no threat of the pilot's death. Most of us have probably not given much thought to this type of warfare. Anderson's character has never taken it seriously.
Home will be training, too. He's getting used to the routine. I'm driving war like it's shift work, like I'm punching the clock. I used to transition home once a year. Now it'll be once a day. That's different. It's definitely different.
Set designer Luciana Stacconi, lighting designer Harold R. Burgess II, and projection designer Jared Mazzocchi situate the play inside the Nevada trailer where Anderson's pilot stares at screens 12 hours a day. Screens fill the back wall of the set. Early on, we see the mountains of the pilot's Wyoming home. We see clouds drifting in her beloved sky. We even see her fetal daughter's ultrasound. But after she's reassigned to Nevada, the screens go gray, usually with fuzzy lines. These screens may be hypnotic, but they take their toll on her with a jolt. The word grounded can mean being focused and centered. It can mean a form of punishment. And in the military, ground forces can mean boots on the ground. All of these meanings work their way into George Brandt's play. Combined with Anderson's unrelenting portrayal and Goldman's forthright direction at Everyman Theater, it's an engrossing look at the ethics of modern warfare, surveillance, survival, and one woman's irresolvable conflict between nurturing and destroying life.
I am the eye in the sky, looking at you. I can read your mind. I am the
baker. Megan Anderson stars in Grounded at the Everyman Theater. You can catch it until November 16th. We've got all the details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Theater critic Jay Wynn Russick shares her take on the local theater scene every Monday morning here on Maryland Morning. Next Monday, Judy tells us about a new show by a new company here in Baltimore, the Interrobang Theater Company. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Beethoven and the Bros are coming right up. Stay with us.